From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Atomic Energy Agency has certified that Iran met the provisions of the nuclear deal crafted by world powers, a move that cleared the way for Tehran to get some relief from international sanctions. Iran now has access to assets estimated to be roughly $50 billion. Along with lifting sanctions, Iran released five people they had detained, some for years. Among them are Jason Rezaian, the Washington Post Tehran bureau chief, and Saeed Abedini, an Iranian-American Christian pastor. Abedini's wife, Nahmed, spoke with reporters.
It's surreal, just unbelievable. Yeah, he's out of Iranian soil, and he's in Germany, and after some medical attention, I'm waiting to hear from him. It's been a roller coaster, but it came really unexpected. It came at a time where I thought, well, I'm going to get myself ready for another 5 years, and I'm just going to trust God and spend time. After 3.5 years of travel, I had taken time off to just focus on the kids and my own health and healing. And so it came at a time where I let go.
Also released, a former Marine, an American student, and one other person about whom little is known. U.S. released several Iranians in turn who were either in prison or being prosecuted for economic sanctions violations. Sierra Leone is restarting the 42-day countdown to being declared free of Ebola transmission. This comes after a woman died of the deadly virus in recent days, WHO declaring the Ebola outbreak over in West Africa a few days ago after no new cases had emerged in West Africa. This is VOA News. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of mourning following an attack in the capital that killed at least 29 people when armed men stormed a restaurant and a hotel in the capital, that's Ouagadougou, on Friday evening. Emil Yom reporting now from Ouagadougou.
The usually busy street in front of the Splendid Hotel in Ouagadougou is empty of civilians this Saturday afternoon, just hours after the attacks. The area has been sealed off by police, and as of mid-afternoon, emergency personnel were still pulling out the bodies of victims out of the hotel and the restaurant that were targeted by armed men. Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, claimed responsibility for the attacks. The jihadist group was already behind a raid on an upscale hotel in Mali's capital Bamako last November, which left 22 people dead, including the two attackers. Burkina Faso's government said Saturday morning that the assault on the hotel was over, that four jihadists had been killed, and more than 120 hostages released. Emil Yob for VOA News in Ouagadougou.
Third civilian wounded in last week's deadly terrorist attack in the Indonesian capital has died. Indonesia's national police chief on Saturday announced 12 suspected Islamic State loyalists had been arrested in connection with the first IS attack on the world's most populous Muslim country. Five attackers died after managing to kill only two people, both unarmed civilians. Meantime, in neighboring Malaysia, police say they have arrested a suspected member of the Islamic State who confessed to plotting a suicide attack in the country. 28-year-old suspect was detained at a train station in Kuala Lumpur. Taiwan's voters elected Tsai Ing-wen Saturday as their first female president, delivering a crushing defeat to the Nationalist Party. Tsai's Democratic Progressive Party also won a majority in the legislature for the first time. Shortly after those results were announced, China's Taiwan Affairs Office, which is tasked with managing relations with Taipei, said it would continue to oppose any Taiwan independence activities. And on Election Day, several voters like this man in Taipei spoke with reporters saying they voted for the candidates who would bring stability and peace to Taiwan, even if it means somewhat reversing relations with Beijing. Tsai will be assuming office on May 20th, and the new legislature will begin to hold its first session in early February. And U.S. health officials have linked a baby born with brain damage at a hospital in Hawaii to the state's first known case of Zika virus, mosquito-borne disease tied to serious birth defects, and thousands of babies born recently in Brazil and elsewhere in Latin America. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.